Welcome to Armed American Radio, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every Sunday night, right here on Intelligent Talk 920 WGKA. And now your host, Mark Walters.
Big news, and I'll get to that right after I read a little bit of news and some letters coming into us and before I announce our guest this evening. First off, pastor welcomes gun owners to bring their handguns to church in Louisville, Kentucky. A gun-toting Kentucky pastor says it's okay to bring weapons to church, at least for one day. Ken Pagano asked his flock to bring their unloaded handguns in holsters to New Bethel Church in Louisville for a celebration of the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that guarantees the right to keep and bear arms. Folks, that's great news. In some states you can do that, in some states you can't. Obviously in Kentucky you can. We're working on that here in Georgia, and that is going to pass across the country just like everything else, as long as us as gun owners, we as gun owners, stick together. Lock hands and arms, everybody, okay? That's great news. I want to get to some emails real quick. We're getting letters like crazy. I've been mentioning this the past few weeks, and I'm going to jump right into it because we've got a very full hour. Get to a couple of them real quick. Mark, I'm a regular reader of the Ordinary Guy column, and I listen to the Armed American Radio show, and I must say I learn a lot from both. As a fellow patriot, I admire your passion for the Second Amendment. It has inspired me to stop being embarrassed about my convictions. Millions of soldiers have died over the years so that we can have our rights, and I won't sit by silently and let anyone disgrace their memory by infringing those rights. Anyways, keep up the awesome work. Blake, thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. We got another one here, if you folks remember from last week, a Brian Wegner up in Indiana. Brian sent some information to his local station up there in Indianapolis, and he sent me a follow-up today. Just got it a couple days ago. Mark, I emailed the program director at WIBC again, but he hasn't responded. I'll work the phones on this guy soon, so if I don't get any satisfaction, I'm going to hammer him, okay? So, Brian, thanks very much. We appreciate the follow-up, but I've got some great news coming up in just a second. Here's another one. This comes into us from Brad in Michigan. Mark, I have been listening to the weekly radio show. Wow, love it. Wish it was a daily thing instead of weekly. I have not found any stations in Michigan that carry it, but hopefully one will soon. I am new to handguns and shooting, but have been going to the range monthly to shoot my newest purchase. During your broadcast, almost everything you and your guests discuss regarding tactical training is down south or west. Excuse me. Is there any such training available in Michigan that you would recommend? Keep up the great work. I'm also looking at starting my membership with the USCCA. Brad, appreciate it. Everybody get involved. www.usconcealedcarry.com. Brad, we appreciate that. We had one come in, and this came in to us from John in Lima, Ohio. And again, because I'm getting old, I need to put my glasses on to read this. I need that. This says, greetings from Lima, Ohio. Just finished listening to your Father's Day broadcast. Thanks for what you are doing for this country. I held a CCW permit in the state of Idaho and am currently anticipating acquiring my Ohio permit. Every time I listen to your show, I get so fired up. I love that. I've listened to every one of your programs, so I guess that makes me a loyal listener slash fan. After hearing the email that you read from another listener about getting you on their local station, I've decided to pursue the same thing here in Lima. Keep up the great work. That's from John up in Lima, Ohio. John, Brad, everybody listening across the United States tonight, I have big news. Armed American Radio has prepared itself and is getting ready to syndicate on July 12th. We are going into syndication nationwide. We will be up on the bird. Is that right, Gene? The bird, the satellite. Once up there, all of every station in the United States that wants to can pick us up. So push as you've been doing. We appreciate it. And in fact, we've got an affiliate signed up. We'll make that announcement when it gets official. But we have expanded our horizons here and we'll be going nationwide on July 12th. Thank everybody for their efforts. Folks, we've got an absolutely amazing show tonight with two incredible guests, both of which, I've spoken to both of them. I've talked to them both previously. Mr. Rob Pincus joins us. Rob is the host of The Best Defense on the Outdoor Channel every Wednesday, and his co-host, Mike Janich, joins us as well. And their bios are very, very lengthy. I'll give you just a little bit. Rob Pincus is a professional trainer, author, and consultant. He and his staff at ICE Training Company provide services to military, law enforcement, private security, and students interested in self-defense. Rob provides efficient training methodologies to those interested in developing firearms, tactical operations, and defensive skills. He's got a list as long as my left arm, so I'll leave it at that, and we'll bring him on in just a second. His co-host, Michael Janich, has been studying and teaching self-defense and martial arts for more than 30 years. I can't even pronounce the martial arts that Michael is an expert in. He served 9 years in the U.S. Army Intelligence and Security Command, including a 3-year tour at the National Security Agency. He's a 2-time graduate with honors of the Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California, and a recipient of the Commandant's Award for Outstanding Linguistic Achievement. After completing his military service, Janich was recruited by the Defense Intelligence Agency, served as an intelligence officer for that agency's Stony Beach program in Hong Kong and the Philippines, served as an investigation team leader for the Joint Casualty Resolution Center and Joint Task Force Full Accounting, JTFFA, and has led numerous investigations into remote areas of Vietnam and Laos in search of information regarding American prisoners of war and missing in action. These two guys know what they're doing, they know what they're talking about, and are the extremely popular hosts of the Best Defense TV on the Outdoor Channel, and we welcome both of them to Armed American Radio tonight. Welcome, gentlemen. How are you this evening?
Doing great. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fantastic. Rob, you
doing,
with us?
I am. Doing great here, too, and it's great to be on the show. Congratulations on your syndication deal. I know that that's been something you've been working on, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's a thrill for us. It has been something, and we're getting information and emails and letters from across the United States, you guys, and I'm thrilled to be able to make that announcement with the two of you on with us this evening. Guys, we have got so much to cover. I am such a huge fan of your program. I'm not even sure where I want to start. I guess what I'll do is start, Rob, I'll start with you, your ICE training. Tell us a little bit about that and the website and what that involves.
ICE training was spun up at the end of 2007 when the Valhalla Training Center, some of the listeners may be familiar with the Valhalla Training Center that ran in 2003 to 2007 in Colorado. And when the business owners there decided to go in a different direction and turn that into a private facility, we took all the training programs and some other ones that we were offering on the road already and all the training programs we were offering there and spun them into ICE Training Company. And the same staff, same guys, of course, we've grown a lot since then, but we're teaching all over the U.S., obviously. We've got 12 regional representatives, and our core program, of course, is Close Quarters Counter-Ambush Firearm Skills, the combat-focused shooting program. And we do a lot of different things for a lot of different people.
And the ICE stands for Integrity, Consistency, and Efficiency, correct?
You got it. And that's actually been a company that I've had for quite some time. I've done some publishing under it, some consulting under it, some executive protection work, things like that. And it's started up as a training company also, a new branch in 2007.
That's beautiful stuff. Mike?
Yes?
Welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Thank you.
Tell us about MarshallBladeConcepts.com. I know that that you've put that together, and that's dynamite stuff. And we'll get into some of your unarmed combat techniques on the program here this evening because I love it on the program. I love the follow-up that you do after the armed. Tell us a little bit about MarshallBladeConcepts.com.
Well, Marshall Blade Concepts is a system that I developed that teaches the lawful, ethical use of a knife as a personal defense weapon. And basically what it does is it distills some of the critical skills from some of the most established knife-based martial arts, like the Filipino martial arts and the Indonesian martial arts, and puts them into context as far as modern self-defense. So it teaches you how to use a knife as a defensive weapon, as a good guy. And also it includes a full curriculum. Marshall Blade Concepts is kind of the parent term, but we also teach empty hand skills. We teach impact weapon skills with sticks and walking canes and things of that nature. And we also have a firearms component that we teach as well. So it truly is a fully balanced, complete personal defense system.
I'm going to get just a little bit off topic here for just a second. Where does the taser fit in there, or does it?
The taser does fit in there. It's not something that we really emphasize. I think a taser is a great tool, and certainly if it's something that you can work into your personal defense methodology, it certainly is a valid tool, but it's not something that we rely on a lot. Carrying one as a personal defense weapon is a very purposeful thing. Most people aren't willing to carry something that large and that bulky. I see it more as a law enforcement-oriented tool than a personal defense tool, so it's not something we spend a lot of time on.
Just out of curiosity, have you seen the commercial with Sheriff Joe Arpaio out there when they're talking about the C2 taser as a primary defense weapon? I had Masad Ayoub on twice, actually. In fact, he was on last week. We didn't touch on it. But on the inaugural broadcast of Armed American Radio, Mass was on, and I asked him about that because they're out there selling this device as a primary self-defense tool, and I thought that was kind of odd.
Again, I don't feel that it would be considered a primary tool. When you look at what is necessary to be able to deploy that thing effectively, first of all, you just like a firearm, just like any other weapon, you have to put that into context of all your other skills. So everything from awareness, avoidance, verbal skills, everything else you have going on, all the way up through the less lethal stuff, and then finally up into lethal force, if that's something that you choose, and I feel you should choose to make part of your personal defense strategy. But to have that as a primary thing, I just don't think that for somebody with minimal training, which is what you're going to find with most most civilians, I don't feel it's a good choice.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. I'm a proponent of the firearm as the primary means of self-defense, and I want to get into some detail with you about your segments on some of the programs. We've got about a minute, right, Gene, before we go to the first break? Okay, so what I'll do is, Rob, I'll start you off here about the Best Defense TV, and then after the break we can get into some details. Guys, where did the concept for this amazing program come from? It's the only thing that I've seen out there. I love it when it's on. In fact, I mentioned to both of you prior to the program that that program has kicked the Wow Wow Wubsy off my kids' DVR recording so I can make sure I don't miss an episode of it.
Well, I'll tell you, the fact is, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the one missing musketeer here is Michael Bain. And it was about this time, maybe May last year, when Michael Bain reached out to me, Mike Janich, and a couple other guys that might have been involved in this project. And he was asked by the Outdoor Channel to put together something different, something new, and something more important, practical, that would really get good information out there on defense and not just a lot of shooting and a lot of whiz-bang. And, you know, thank Michael Bain for coming down to Janich and I and saying, hey, will you help me out on this? And, you know, he is the host of the show, and that's why you see him at the beginning and the end, and he's sort of the creator thought process behind, you know, here's the big picture, you guys fill in the blanks. And unfortunately, he's just really tied up doing all the TV things that he does. He couldn't be here with us tonight, but he's the guy that put us in place to do what we've done. So
hold on to that thought real quick, Rob, because I want to make a couple comments about Michael as well. Everybody, we'll be right back after the break with Rob and Mike. Stick around.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. Town Hall Magazine is your connection to the conservative renaissance now underway, with reporting and analysis you won't find anywhere else. And when you log on to townhall.com and subscribe, you'll get your choice of one of six outstanding books for free. You can choose my own GOP 5.0 as your free gift when you subscribe to Town Hall Magazine. But if you've already got my book, you can choose my colleague Michael Medved's 10 Big Lies About America or one of the four others. Log on to townhallmagazine.com and pick your free book. Do it today. Town Hall Magazine.
The outlandish claims are everywhere. Settle your debt for pennies on the dollar. Trinity wants you to know the whole truth about debt settlement plans. Fact, most debt settlement clients pay thousands in upfront fees only to end up in bankruptcy with their credit scores ruined. It's true. With debt settlement, your creditors can sue you, forcing you to sell your assets and surrender your paycheck to wage garnishment. If you have a sincere desire to meet your obligations, remember this. Trinity has been a loyal member of the Christian Radio family for more than 20 years. Let us show you how to work within your budget, pay off your debt, save thousands, improve your credit rating, and preserve your good name. Call 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-793-9159.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges.
Right out of the box, without IT expertise, at a price that any business can afford.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances.
That's 888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
Get the goods. Big Woods Goods, Extreme Hunting and Shooting Store. You have the right to protect yourself and your family. Exercise that right with Big Woods Goods' tremendous selection of handguns, rifles, and the latest self-defense products. We carry all the best in outdoor sports equipment and shooting accessories, and our knowledgeable staff is here to help. Get them what they really want this year with a gift certificate to Big Woods Goods. Hunting, sports, and self-defense. Get the goods. Big Woods Goods, Highway 5 at Holly Springs and online at bigwoodsgoods.com.
Georgia Carey needs you. Visit georgiacarey.org to join Georgia's no-compromise voice for gun owners. Intimately involved in the passage of House Bill 89, allowing concealed carry in restaurants and state parks, GCO is currently fighting MARTA and the City of Atlanta on your behalf, as well as protecting your rights in local municipalities across the state, making sure your gun rights are not compromised. GCO needs your support. Join today by visiting georgiacarey.org. GCO, restoring your right to bear arms.
Your home for intelligent talk, 920 AM, WGKA.
Right, right, you're bloody well right, you got a bloody right to say.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, America, with our guest Rob Pincus and Mike Janich of the Best Defense TV. And Rob sent me something today by email I want to read to everybody to show the absolutely vital importance of paying attention to this television show. Since the DVD set came out, and it was Mr. Pincus, I just wanted to say a big thank you. I watched Best Defense, and the episode about getting attacked while in your car saved me from a robbery attempt. I kept hearing in my head you and Mr. Bain saying to just drive. I hit one of the robbers, but I got away. Thank you very much for sharing defensive training with the masses. Kindest regards, Wendy J. Rob, that's great stuff to hear, isn't it?
It is. I think the fact is she must have found my email first. I think it was actually Janich saying just drive in that segment. But either way, we're glad they're watching the show and getting something out of it. And that's just one example. You know, we've already had a couple of shows, you know, been airing since January. We've had a couple incidents like that or email reports like that. And more importantly, we're getting a lot of emails just saying that people are watching the show, or now that the DVD sets are out, they're watching the DVDs with their family and discussing the information. You know, a lot of times some of the things we put on the internet, or if we get to be on a television show, or that we write an article in a magazine, are the same old thing. You know, if you see the same thing, you've heard the same thing, and it's okay. Well, you know, this guy said that. Even if you don't agree with the things you hear, I think it's great to get with your friends that carry guns, get your friends interested in self-defense, and discuss it. And that discussion, I think, usually leads to an overall improvement for everybody. And a lot of times, you know, I know in the classes I teach, that discussion with the students has greatly influenced the things I teach and the things I do. So it's all about the discussion for me.
You know, that's amazing stuff, because I had an incident in my life back in 2002 when my daughter was 2 weeks old, where I was the intended victim. I was a secondary intended victim, I believe, of an attempted carjacking. And because I was carrying my Glock 30 inside a sidearm or on my strong side, my right side, I was able to stop that attempt against me and my automobile while stopped in traffic with nowhere to go without having to fire a shot. And I watched that episode very intently and paid very close attention to it. Unfortunately for me, I was unable to hit the gas and get out. But because I had a weapon, I was able to save myself and Lord knows how many other people around me when the two criminals, the two cowards, took off. You know, before we got started tonight, in anticipation of the possibility of Michael Bain being with us, I did some background research, and Michael's got one heck of a background, doesn't he, guys?
He sure does.
He really does. He's quite a diverse guy, and he's been on a lot of adventures, and he's been able to share a lot of that experience, you know, through shows like Shooting Gallery and now Best Defense, and of course Best Defense Survival. He'll have even more of a role because he has done so much, you know, study and research on the survival side.
We've actually got a call in here from Richard in Pennsylvania. Richard, you're live on Armed American Radio. You've got a question for Rob and Mike.
I sure do. First, I'd like to say, Mark, great show. Love you. From Bala Kenwood, love you too, man.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem. My question to these guys are, in the event of a shooting, do you guys teach how your demeanor should be or protocol should be once police arrive on the scene? And also, the second part of the question is, what is happening with the national right to carry? Do you guys know anything about that, or can you give me some, you know, some info on that? And I thank you much.
Rob, Mike, go for it.
Well, as far as teaching what to do as far as the aftermath of a shooting, that actually is something that we covered to a degree in the first season of The Best Defense. We actually, if you haven't seen The Best Defense, one of the things we try to do with the show is to have compelling scenarios where we actually have role players act out realistic situations to show you the right way and the wrong way to do things. And that was one that Rob and I felt very strongly needed to be included in the first season. So we actually did address that. So we go through some of the details as far as what you should do, how you should maintain contact, stay on 911, continue talking with the 911 operator, make sure that you essentially do everything to establish yourself as the person who was forced to defend themselves in that situation. Make sure that you not only display the proper demeanor, but also that you don't give the law enforcement officers who are responding any reason to consider you to be a bad guy.
Now, that was the, I believe that episode was called Immediate Aftermath, wasn't it, Mike?
I believe so.
And if I'm not mistaken, that was a gentleman that was walking out of the office building and was attacked by the female, and he wound up shooting, and then you went through, you covered, you know, that he handled this way, and here's the way to, you know, the proper way to handle it on the response when law enforcement showed up. So you have covered it, and it's dynamite stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, the other side of that, the idea that what we do with those scenarios is not just have that compelling scenario, but what we do is we show it right and wrong, or we show a scale of right, you know, improving to what we consider the best case scenario. And that immediate aftermath, I think, was one of the most powerful episodes we had. I know it was one of the ones I was really proud of seeing when it was edited and aired. And, you know, to answer Mark's question, I mean, there's so much going on, and there's so many things. It's real easy to say, try to be calm and try to be articulate. But the fact is, you need to remember that the police are showing up, and all they know is that there's been a shooting. And from the law enforcement perspective, that gets you amped up, and that gets you ready to defend yourself or others. And that police officer is going to show up, and you want to make sure that you're not doing anything threatening at that moment, that your firearm is back in the holster or maybe on the ground, that you're clearly, once you've been made safe and the police are coming now to kind of write the report, you need to not make yourself get in any more danger. I think that's the number one lesson we tried to convey. Keep that in mind.
Hey, guys, real quick, Richard, is Richard still on the line?
I'm still here.
Richard, did we answer your question?
You surely did. And the second part of the question is, can you guys give me any info on what's happening with the National Right to Carry? Is that going to take place, or what's going on with Congress?
I know there's a bill out there, but
more information than I do on that. I know that years ago, going on 10 years ago now, when what is now H.R. 218, National Concealed Carry for Police Officers, was
right.
First
I'm a retired policeman. That's why I'm asking.
I actually did some lobbying there and tried to get that pushed through under the LEAA with the NRA's backing, hoping that would lead to national reciprocity. And haven't been able to keep up with that, to know whether or not that's gone anywhere, but I'm not aware of anything. Mark?
I'm not either, Rob, and I know that there's a bill pending. I don't know what the bill name is, Richard, but I know it's out there. I don't know what kind of chance it stands right now with the makeup of the Congress that we have in there that hopefully in 2010 we'll be able to change. But for crying out loud, it sure would make a lot of sense. You know, I'm going to have to admit on the air, as the host of Armed American Radio, that I inadvertently and stupidly allowed my Florida permit to expire. Now, I'm in Georgia and have my Georgia, but, you know, I've lost about 10 states to carry, and I'm in the process right now of re-upping that. That's how important it is. And, it, you know, it ought to be, Rob, Mike, I'm sure you'll agree with me, it ought to be just like a driver's license.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
Once you have that you've demonstrated that, you know, going through the procedure in your home state, of course, there's I lived in Vermont for a number of years, which was nice, because there, if you could legally own a firearm, you could legally carry it, with the exception of a couple cities. You know, whatever the state law that governs you getting that license certainly should be enough for the other states, you know, like you said, much as like the driver's licenses.
I would agree. Richard, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it very much. Appreciate you being a fan and listening to Armed American Radio.
Absolutely. Keep up the good work, Mark.
You can count on it, my friend. Listen, hopefully we'll be up in your neck of the woods here real soon, so push for us up on your local station, okay?
Absolutely. We got some cheesesteaks for you.
Oh, man, Jimmy's, 4th and South, brother. I'm all over it.
Okay, bud.
Thanks a lot, Richard. Mike.
Yes.
Immediate aftermath we've covered, acquaintance attack. I know Rob is another one. That was a great episode, picking up a dropped gun. But awareness, avoidance, and de-escalation, I know, is your expertise, correct?
Well, I feel that it should be everybody's expertise. I mean, it was something that, again, the way that the show was structured, as far as Rob and I kind of separating our duties, We initially kind of tried to segregate things a bit. Rob focused more on the firearm stuff. I focused more on the empty hand aspects. But ultimately, what we found just after shooting a few episodes was that the best way to do things was to integrate our efforts. So really, both of us kind of hammered that home. I kind of laid the groundwork, I think, in some of the earlier episodes. And it really is something that needs to be part of everybody's self-defense strategy. They need to be aware of what's going on around them, and that's something that's used a lot. People talk about, oh, I'm, you know, condition white, condition yellow, all this other kind of stuff. What it really comes down to is true active awareness, and that is goes beyond just looking for signs of trouble, but it also is awareness of your own capabilities, awareness of your terrain, awareness of any limitations of the clothing that you're wearing. Really what it is sizing things up in such a way to where you're constantly cognizant of your ability to react and defend yourself.
Okay, Mike, hold that thought real quick. I get some music in the headphones here. We're getting ready to go to a break. But you and I had a great conversation today that I'd like to put onto the air relative to the art of combat here. Stick around on Armed American Radio, everybody. We'll be right back after the break.
This is meteorologist Frank Strait from the WGKA Weather Center. Overnight, partly cloudy skies. Any showers and thunderstorms will be moving out to the southeast, low 73. It'll be partly sunny on Monday, warm but with lower humidity, high near 90. Partly cloudy, more comfortable Monday night, low 66. Tuesday and Wednesday, sunshine and warm with continued low humidity, high near 90 both days. Partly sunny Thursday, somewhat more humid, high 87. I'm meteorologist Frank Strait from the WGKA Weather Center, powered by AccuWeather.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create a miracle, our lab in Italy has just released Kevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, new improved Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off plus an additional 30 days free. Call 800-245-HAIR. 800-245-HAIR. Call 800-245-HAIR. 245 hair. That's 800-245-HAIR.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home, guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-349-6818. 1-800-349-6818. Call now. 1-800-349-6818.
Georgia Carey needs you. Visit georgiacarey.org to join Georgia's no-compromise voice for gun owners. Intimately involved in the passage of House Bill 89, allowing concealed carry in restaurants and state parks, GCO is currently fighting MARTA and the City of Atlanta on your behalf, as well as protecting your rights in local municipalities across the state, making sure your gun rights are not compromised. GCO needs your support. Join today by visiting georgiacarey.org. GCO, restoring your right to bear arms.
Atlanta's best news, talk, and information. People who know turn first to 920 WGKA.
What the heck is that, Gene? Sounds like a very Merry Christmas at my house. Before we get back to Mike, because I want to pick this conversation up about avoidance and de-escalation. Mike and I had a fascinating conversation on the phone today before the program, and the format of the show as he was discussing it made me think about asking him this question, but I want to get to an email that we just got in first from Deb. Deb doesn't say where she's from, but she says, Mark, when you showed the gun to the potential carjackers but did not shoot, could that be misconstrued as brandishing? Also, do you call police when you showed your gun or consider it a non-incident, or are you afraid the bad guys might call the police on you? Deb, I'm going to be as honest as I can be, as the day is long. I didn't care. What happened to me at that moment in time required my immediate action, and it worked. Now, I would have very gladly answered to the police relative to brandishing, because I knew, and I later found out after speaking to some law enforcement personnel, that I was in the right. Also, do you call police when you showed your gun? Yes, you should. I believe that you should, and we'll ask Rob and we'll ask Mike about that in a second, too. However, I was in a traffic situation where I had absolutely no time. The event unfolded, it seemed like 4 hours. It actually probably unfolded in about 15 seconds. So those are great questions. I hope I answered them. I did not care about brandishing. I knew I was in the right. I had a right to... I could have fired that weapon that day, and I'm comfortable with that. Fortunately, I did not have to and was able to restrain myself. And yeah, I think you should call the police. I never had a conversation with them until after the fact. So I hope I've answered your question there. Mike, the structure of the show you were talking about, how we seem to move from, and stop me if I'm wrong, either of you, but we go from the armed conflict and then we go into your segment, into the unarmed conflict, where we're talking martial arts, blades. And I brushed up today, and the pepper spray. I never had any idea you could find pepper spray that looked like a fire extinguisher, for crying out loud.
Yes, pepper spray comes in all different sizes, everything from little keychain sizes all the way up to riot control sizes. But there's one that is about the size of a small fire extinguisher that is actually really good for home defense. So if it's something where you want to have something that is accessible, either in addition to the firearm, or if, for whatever reason, a firearm is not accessible, you certainly would have the capability of pepper spraying. You'd have the volume and the reach with something that size to really have something significant.
Yeah, that stuff was amazing. I'd never seen a canister that large. Let's talk a little bit about the avoidance and de-escalation, okay? Because I think, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, the best gunfight is the one you never have to be involved in.
Definitely.
Okay, and you want to avoid that at all costs. Now, I got to watching the program today, and you and I, when we were talking about the show this afternoon on the phone, something hit me, and I don't know why it was, but let's talk about combat, the art of combat, for a few minutes. You see standing armies in any of these movies, and it was actually The Patriot. I was watching The Patriot last night, and a great movie, especially for Second Amendment activists, because it teaches you about the Second Amendment. But that being besides the point, we see these standing armies that generally fight from a distance and eventually close upon each other until the fight gets personal. And let's talk about what happens on the street, because that's the part of the fight that you discuss on The Best Defense, correct?
Definitely is. When you look at the totality of being prepared to defend yourself, what you have to look at is all the possibilities. And you also have to look at the fact that we're the good guys, and we're used to playing by rules. The criminals are not. So when you try to compare, self-defense, or even a lot of shooting instructors who are not as forward-thinking, what they'll do is they'll lay out these scenarios where it's like, okay, I'm confronted by this guy at 7 yards, and I have to identify if he has a weapon. If he poses a lethal threat, at that point I'm going to do a smooth draw stroke. I'm going to put 2 holes in this piece of paper, pat myself on the back, and life is good. Realistically, you're not going to have any type of a situation like that unfold. The carjacking incident that you were talking about, when you say how quickly it happened, and for somebody to carjack you, what that means is they're going to be within a very close proximity. They're going to be within a few feet of your car when things really start to happen, because that is their operational range. They're not going to stand 7 yards away, wave at you, hold up a sign that I'm a carjacker, and then, start charging toward your car.
Yeah, and their T-shirt's not going to have that red X in the center of it, is it?
Exactly. So what you have to do is be prepared for... like in Rob's firearms program, when you look at the combat-focused shooting, you notice he uses the term counter-ambush skills. I mean, that's really what most modern self-defense is all about, is being able to counter the likely circumstances that they're going to try to impose on you as an attacker.
Now, we don't want... I go back to the episode that... I've seen them all. But the ATM, Okay, when you had the woman standing at the ATM and you got the guy lurking around the corner.
Yep.
Okay, more than likely, if she's armed, she's got her weapon in her purse. And this attack is going to unfold within a split second, the blink of an eye.
That's exactly right. What we showed in that particular episode was, essentially, as Rob explained, we try to show not so much bad and then good, but what we'll show is kind of a progressive series of good scenarios where first we'll illustrate why you need to be concerned and what the real danger is. Then we'll show, okay, you can take this step, you can take this step, how to essentially make your defensive skills and make your strategies better and better. And what it really comes down to, you're walking up to an ATM, before you do anything, you need to really stop, scan the area, look for any potential threats, look for blind spots where people could approach you unseen, and really war game it all out ahead of time. And if you don't feel comfortable, one of the toughest things for people to do is to actually decide to change their habits and to not use an ATM, to actually go up into the bank and wait in line and go see a teller to do whatever it is you need to do. That really is the avoidance part, and that is something that a lot of people are simply too lazy to do. They don't take their security seriously enough until something, unfortunately, bad happens to them.
One of the episodes that comes to mind when you're talking about the avoidance was a gentleman walking out of the bank, and he is bumped into by the gentleman walking into the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of testosterone gets tossed around. These guys are going toe-to-toe. The next thing you know, the bad guy's pulled a gun on the good guy. The good guy's going to be dead.
Exactly.
And you talk about the ability to have the stones and the guts to literally walk away from the incident so it doesn't escalate.
That phase of the defensive strategy is what we call de-escalation. And what it means is making your brain smarter than your ego. Somebody bumps into you, your natural male reaction is you want to puff out your chest, you know, prove your manhood and everything else. The unfortunate thing is you go back to when we were kids, you know, fights on the school ground, all that kind of stuff. Somebody got a black eye or a bloody lip, and things kind of sorted themselves out. These days, what you think might be an easy fist fight for him is an opportunity to do a stabbing or a shooting. So they're playing by different rules again. So the idea that you're really trying to avoid, making that commitment to avoid violence, that's what it's all about. In some cases, what that means is swallowing your pride and walking away.
Yeah, it's tough to do, but it's the best advice on the planet. Guys, if you're listening, you know, it's just simply not worth it. Put your chest back in, say, hey, sorry, and walk away. It's that simple. Especially if you're carrying a firearm, you have a responsibility and an obligation to do that. Rob, one of my favorite episodes, besides the carjacking episode, was the episode inside the convenience store where you guys in there standing by the counter, he's thumbing through a newspaper, and all of a sudden somebody walks in and robs the store. And of course you went through two or three different defensive scenarios and what this gentleman could have done. Can you tell us about that? Because that's a common, it happens. It's probably happening somewhere across this country right now. There's probably a convenience store being robbed.
Yeah, unfortunately it did probably happen a few times tonight. I think we had three different versions of that. Two involved the firearm, the bystander becoming involved in a firearms altercation. The other one involved him in a different position in the store, which again we considered the best case scenario, where he was just a good witness. And again, it was having the sense to not get involved because it wasn't necessary at that point. Nothing happened in that scenario where it was necessary for him to get involved, and he was just the good witness. The other two scenarios both escalated to use of force, the use of violence force with a firearm. And what we tried to show was that just, you know, you're standing there, guy pulls out a gun, just like we were talking about earlier, it happens very, very fast, very, very quickly. It's not 7 yards, look at two people, decide who the bad guy is. It's you're looking through the auto trader and you realize someone's committing a robbery behind you. At that point, reaching for your gun immediately and going, you know, blazing out of your holster like you do at the IDPA match when the buzzer goes off is probably not the smartest thing to do. And at that point, it actually, in our scenario, got that person shot. He escalated it to where the guns actually went off, as opposed to someone standing at the counter pointing the gun and him clearly not being in a position where he could take advantage of the fact that he was carrying to defend himself, and he gets shot. The other scenario, the one that was the best case if you do have a firearm on and you're forced to use it, was one where he waited until it was clear that that gentleman was going to use the firearm. He articulated he was going to use the firearm. He was upset. He was yelling at people. He was telling someone that they were going to get shot if they didn't put the phone down. There was another customer in there role-playing that she was making a phone call. And at that point, he used, you know, a good training methodology and a good execution to change his position when the bad guy wasn't looking, and also put himself in a position where there were no bystanders behind the bad guy. Should he over-penetrate the bad guy or miss the bad guy, puts himself in a position where he had a clear downrange area. He shifted his position, pulled his firearm out, and used it against the bad guy. Now, those are all television, and that's important to remember.
Rob, hold that thought for 1 second, my friend. I hate to interrupt you, but we've got music in the background. We're getting ready to go to a break. I want to pick up on that, and then I want to talk with both of you gentlemen about the upcoming season of The Best Defense Survival. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio.
Like to wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card debt. There are secret programs most credit card companies won't tell you about that can allow a portion of your debt to be forgiven. Debt Consultants of America can help you avoid bankruptcy, save thousands, and get more cash back in your pocket every month. Call for a free no-obligation consultation. Individual results vary, not available in all states. Call 800-403-4202. That's 800-403-4202. 800-403-4202.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about GEICO? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO last year. Second, GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, GEICO has been providing car insurance for over 70 years.
Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is Jeannie Bowen from Minnesota. My husband and I were living from paycheck to paycheck, and because of the three-step plan, in 2 years' time, I not only replaced my income, but I also replaced my husband's income. And now we both work at home, and we're able to spend all the time we want with our little girl.
This is Andy Willoughby with the three-step plan home business system. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
This is Rick Amato from the Washington Times. We face the most dangerous economic times since the Great Depression. A shrinking dollar, a Congress that spends billions on bailouts. Time to own gold. Gold is a proven hedge against inflation, a safe haven in uncertain times, one of the few assets to have risen every year since 9/11. Call my friends at AmericanBullion.com. They offer only American gold. Call for your free gold guide, 800-531-6525. 800-531-6525.
Get the goods. Big Woods Goods, Extreme Hunting and Shooting Store. You have the right to protect yourself and your family. Exercise that right with Big Woods Goods' tremendous selection of handguns, rifles, and the latest self-defense products. We carry all the best in outdoor sports equipment and shooting accessories, and our knowledgeable staff is here to help. Get them what they really want this year with a gift certificate to Big Woods Goods. Hunting, sports, and self-defense. Get the goods. Big Woods Goods, Highway 5 at Holly Springs and online at bigwoodsgoods.com.
Georgia Carey needs you. Visit georgiacarey.org to join Georgia's no-compromise voice for gun owners. Intimately involved in the passage of House Bill 89, allowing concealed carry in restaurants and state parks, GCO is currently fighting MARTA and the City of Atlanta on your behalf, as well as protecting your rights in local municipalities across the state, making sure your gun rights are not compromised. GCO needs your support. Join today by visiting georgiacarey.org. GCO, restoring your right to bear arms.
You are listening to the bedrock of public thought in Georgia. Every day in 2009, your life happens here. Intelligent Talk 920 WGKA.
And we are back to Armed American Radio with our guest Rob Pincus and Mike Janich. If you feel like joining us real quick for the last segment of the program, 888-920-2665, 888-920-2665, or 770-226-0920, 770-226-0920. And Rob, I apologize, we had to cut you off when we go to those breaks. I hate doing it. Next after syndication, my friend, is going up to 2 hours. We'll get there. We definitely need it. That's the biggest complaint we hear. Rob, you want to continue with that thought, what you were talking about there?
Just real quick to sum it up, I was just going to say, you know, let's remember that those episodes, those scenarios are television. And you can watch them and freeze frame them and, you know, this happened, that happened. The fact is, it's not a real scenario, and the decisions being made aren't real. It's a script. It's improvised to a certain extent, but for the most part, it is a script, and we're trying to get to a learning point, and that learning point is what we want people to talk about and think about. So it's not so much, gee, if I'm 4 feet away or if I'm 6 feet away, it's more like, when I'm in a situation, am I going to have thought about it enough to respond appropriately? You know, and we have a thing we call the warrior expert theory, and it has everything to do with being an expert in these things, especially your own skills and your own abilities, and that's what we want these TV segments to be, is a starting point for people to think about their own abilities and their own situations so they can act more efficiently in the real world.
Yeah, they're about as realistic as they get. I mean, you guys, tell me real quick about that training facility. Man, my gosh, that place is gorgeous. What is that?
Well, the one where we did the Quickie Mart type of thing, and also the shooting aftermath, was the Swanson Tactical Training Center in Ogden, Utah. And to my knowledge, it's I think the largest simulations range in North America. Is that correct, Rob?
As far as I know, for the way it's set up in terms of scenario space, it really does have some unique aspects that I've never seen before inside of a building. And because it essentially is a soundstage, and that's why it looks so great on TV, and it was perfect for us, and obviously helps make those scenarios that much more realistic. It's got settings inside the schoolhouse, the bank, the Quickie Mart, a couple homes, things like that, that you just don't normally get to not only have the inside of look so realistic, but what's really nice there from a law enforcement perspective is the exteriors, that they can actually, you know, look at what would happen if they had a hostage situation inside of a school, or look at that active shooter response coming in from the outside of the school and have a very controlled area. So Swanson is definitely a great place. Jeff is out there running it, and he's doing great things with it, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's a dynamite-looking place, and you're right. It does look great on television. The you also do some off-site work. Am I correct? I caught the episode again today with the woman in the home, Mike, that you were talking with. You got the guy that smashes the front door in with the brick. She's working in the office, takes off into the bedroom, and then you go through, okay, she handled that properly, but now let's look at the best defense, and she moves back behind cover in another room. Was that done off-site as well?
Yes, it was, and that's one of the challenging things that we had. We shot all over the country, various locations, and Rob and I would come into these situations, and we did not have the opportunity to see it prior to the shooting. So in a lot of cases, we'll walk in and kind of size things up, and it's, you know, within half hour or 45 minutes, we've blocked out a scenario based on kind of what we've got there. So a lot of it is kind of, it's interesting because it really teaches you to take the knowledge and the principles that you have and apply it to a specific situation kind of sight unseen, and then develop a scenario that works based on what you've got available. Not everything is going to be perfect. You know, in some cases, for example, in the home defense, one of the interesting things was that the house was really nicely set up in a lot of ways to be a very defensible structure, yet there was a blind spot right outside the front door. And it was interesting to kind of key on all that, show everything that was good, but at the same time show what was a major fatal flaw as far as the design. And that, again, is one of the fun parts, one of the challenging parts of doing the show.
Yeah, it looked like it, you know, because in that particular episode we're referring to, just so the listeners know, we had somebody break into the front door of the home while the woman was in the office, a hot home invasion otherwise referred to. She heard it and took off into a back bedroom when she saw the intruder, got behind the bed in the first scenario, did everything right. As you said, Mike, she got on there, it was scripted, she had her gun, she had her cell phone, she had the script, she called 911, guy busted in the house, and she fired on the other side of the bed. However, you say, hey, there's a better way to do that, and that's get her behind some cover. So let her do the same thing, but move her into a different position of the house. So it was dynamite stuff. People, you need to go out and pick up these DVDs. You need to watch these episodes. This is realistic, real-world stuff, and this stuff happens. Pick up the newspaper tomorrow. I don't care where you're listening. You're going to see a scenario that we talked about here tonight. That's a fact, unfortunately. Guys, let's talk about the episodes coming up now. You're taking this to another level, and I really dig it. Talk to us about The Best Defense Survival coming up next week on July 1st.
Yeah, Best Defense Survival is something, again, you know, all of this originated with the Outdoor Channel. Outdoor Channel went to Michael Bain and said, we want to show a practical show with good information for personal defense. Great, here we are, The Best Defense. About halfway through the season, they said, okay, that's great. We want to get bigger. We want to deal with bigger scale than we are right now. Not one arm's reach, but, you know, an area code. And that's really what this is about, is what happens when something goes terribly radically wrong in your area code or in your region, in your state, in your part of the country, maybe in your country. and things like weather, hurricane, tornado, power goes out. What we're looking at is what happens, how do you prepare for and then survive the aftermath of these large-scale disasters that take more than 3 days? Breakdown of your society that lasts longer than 3 days. How do you get ready for that? You know, hopefully you are ready for it, more of that awareness and avoidance type stuff. And if not, but then you do survive it, what do you do afterwards? And
Rob, I want to interrupt you for a second. I'll tell you why. I know where you are. You're prone to hurricanes where you are right now. You know, I was down in Florida during the 2004-05 seasons. Spent about 16, 17 years down there living till I moved up to Georgia about 3 years ago. You know, had my fill of the hurricanes. And I got to be honest with you, on the fourth hurricane that came through that season, I'd had enough of the preparation and boarding up my house. You know what I had? I took my shotgun, I took my clothes, took my kids, and went to a buddy's house. And my shotgun was what I needed to come back to because I was anticipating devastation. That was during Hurricane Charlie, which fortunate for me, unfortunately for some other folks, turned before it was supposed to. I guess it was supposed to do whatever it did, but it went up through Punta Gorda and fortunately didn't devastate my area. But I'd had enough. So, you know, that's important stuff when you're talking about survival, hurricane, and what do you do there? Tell us about the episodes. Can you give us any tips or any insight before it goes live, you know, this coming for the upcoming season?
Well, basically what we what the show is designed to do is to provide good, solid information relevant to not only overall preparedness but also specific situations. So it will have, for lack of a better word, kind of a disaster of the week. So it will look at things like tornadoes versus an earthquake versus a hurricane and the specific things that you need to do. And then at the same time, it's also going to look at the generic things you need to do. Like I'm here in Colorado. If I have a snowstorm here, my preparations to hunker down for 3 to 5 days are going to be no different than you know, a power outage down in Atlanta. You're basically doing the same things to be able to prepare for that kind of short duration emergency situation. And what they're really doing with the show, Rob and I lend our expertise to it primarily from the mindset and the defensive skills aspects, but they're also bringing in some very accomplished experts as far as the large-scale civil unrest, the various types of natural disasters, lots of high-level expertise as far as trainers in those areas. So there's going to be a lot of great information included in the show.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to watch it. I know I will be. My DVR is set to it. Gentlemen, we have come to another end of Armed American Radio. I apologize. Check out Rob at icetraining.us. Check out marshallbladeconcepts.com to check up on Mike. Visit us at armedamericanradio.org, usconcealedcarry.com. Check out my long-winded blog at theamericangunfighter.com. And everybody get involved and thank everybody for sending in your letters. We appreciate it. You've taken us to syndication. We love you. See you next week on Armed American Radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio with your host, Mark Walters. Brought to you every Sunday evening by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Hear us next Sunday at 8 p.m. right here on Intelligent Talk 920 WGKA. And to learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. WGKA Atlanta.